Craig. I don't know if I'm hallucinating, but I just see a school bus driving past the square up there, and I don't know whether that's because I'm getting sun, you know, heat stroke or something, or because we've got the superintendent of Medina Schools with us, David Knight. Good morning.
Good morning.
Why would there be a school bus out
well,
there?
Well, you aren't hallucinating. Okay. This is a busy time, especially in our transportation department. We're getting buses ready. We are buying some new buses. We are fortunate with passage of the levy from this past November that we are bringing back a good portion of our transportation that we have lost in recent years. So we are probably going to be making a lot of families happy with their children being picked up by those buses. And we're looking to hire 30 bus drivers, and I think we are still looking for a few bus drivers to come through our doors. So if there's anybody interested in the community to take on a new career, we call it our traveling classroom. It's a great time to start everybody's day off on the right foot, picking them up in the yellow bus, dropping them off at school, and then ending up the children's day on a very positive note when you take them home. But
I've discovered there are many people that used to drive a school bus. You know, if you have one room, you can say, who used to drive a school bus? There's probably a number of people that raise their hands thinking, really? At what time in your career and how is it that you got to drive a school bus? But
everybody who comes into contact with children leaves an impact. We think of classroom teachers as the obvious individual, but everyone, especially bus drivers, when you, again, pick them up first thing in the morning, you make their day with a good morning, how are you, I hope you have a good day, and the same way when you drop them off at the end of the day at their home, see you tomorrow morning, or have a great weekend. And it's that attitude that we hope each of our staff members, but especially our bus drivers, think of themselves as really setting the stage for the entire
day. I never really thought about that, how they sort of set the tone for the day for that student, you know, especially one who's apprehensive or who knows what's going on in their home life. They get on the school bus. They're the ones that at that point kind of set the tone. For
we used to think, until the passage of this levy and the support of our community, somebody as young as a kindergartner is expected to find their way to school, walk to school up to 2 miles. So that has been dropped back to 1 mile, and anybody who lives beyond 1 mile from the building will get picked up by a bright, shiny bus.
Okay. I was going to ask them who goes around kicking the tires for the bus because they said they're going to go out and buy some new ones. So they have to go to some, you know.
We do a lot of tire kicking to make sure our buses are safe. They pass inspections. And that's just the start of the day. So once you get onto the bus, we make sure that's safe. How do we go into the rest of the day?
David, this is when a lot of kids say school's out for summer. But for some school systems, we're about halfway through that break. Beyond the buses, what typically goes on in the school system during the summer?
Well, this is our busy time. We are counting down. We have approximately about 4 weeks before the start of school. And it isn't just buses, building administrators, principals. They're anticipating the start of school. All of our buildings have open houses, welcoming children and parents into the building, trying to give them some insights, what the year will be like, a chance to meet their teachers, the rest of the staff members, a chance to walk through the cafeteria, say hi to the cook, custodian. And then you'll already see, if you go by our athletic fields, you'll see some football players, lacrosse players. You'll see children running around the streets of Medina, not on the streets, but on the sidewalks appropriately to keep them safe. Our band is already practicing. I open up the window at central office and I can hear the band playing. And no offense to the radio, it's not that I don't like listening to the radio, but when I can open up my window and hear the band playing and practicing next door, it's just a great feeling.
I think by Thursday he might close that window just a little, because you're thinking, I've heard that same 8 bars over and over again. Can't they?
I never get tired of hearing our band play, the kids sing, the cheerleaders getting their routine together. It's just an exciting time with that anticipation of the start of the school year.
Well, it's the sounds that you like, because, you know, if those sounds went silent, that means there's some budget issues, there's things that have to get cut, those hard choices that you as an administrator would have to make, right?
And we are really in the thick of things. I want to thank the community. I can't thank them enough for the support they've shown this past November with passage of the levy. We are bringing back several programs that have been cut over the years, and we are in the middle of not only hiring bus drivers, but hiring a variety of teachers across all levels, kindergarten through the high school, a total of 32 staff that we will be adding, that's new staff for our school district, reading intervention teachers, guidance counselors, gifted teachers, teachers at the middle school and high school for added programming and options for children. And that's a huge undertaking when we're looking for key staff, hardworking, energetic staff that are all about serving children. So add those 32 new staff teachers with the 30 bus drivers we're looking to add. That's over 60 new jobs, new individuals that will impact the lives of children in a very positive way.
We talked briefly yesterday. You stopped by just to see what we were doing here, to see whether he wanted to accept our invitation, jokingly, of course, here. But you mentioned how in Medina, it's neighborhood schools that you still have here, which is not always the norm or happening in many communities. Explain why you think that's a good thing, why you like it, and the issues you deal with.
And before I jump into that, since I don't get to get on the radio very often, I do want to say hi to all the children and staff of Medina City Schools while I have this moment. So hi, everyone out there. The neighborhood school is an important concept for Medina City Schools. We have 7 elementary buildings spread throughout the community. And each of those 7 elementaries are dearly loved by those neighborhoods that the elementary schools serve. They have active PTOs. Parents are excited when they first take their children to school as a kindergartner. They get a little teary-eyed when they drop them off. We will have quite a few tears. Not so much on the eyes of children at the start of school, but a lot from parents who are dropping their children off at our doors that first day of school. Then they get to meet some other parents in that process. They talk about, well, what should we do now that our children are at school? They get the idea, well, we should come and see our kids whenever we can, and our doors are open to parents. That's what I love about public education. What we do is open to the community. We like them there. Parents get involved in their PTO. They get to know their teachers, and over the next 5 years, or actually 6 years, kindergarten through fifth grade, they make great connections, not only with the staff, the teachers, principal, but with each other. And that's why that neighborhood school is so dear to everyone in the Medina community. And then it also creates a very few number of transitions. That first day as a kindergarten is a bit scary. When you leave as a fifth grader to go to middle school, and you think about going to middle school, that's a bit scary. When you go to the middle school, to the high school, the big house, with almost over 2,400 children, that's a bit scary. And then as a senior, you think, oh, I'm ready to move on to whatever life brings afterwards. So each of those moments are transitions. And we try to minimize those scary situations of transitions as much as we can in Medina City Schools. So that's the other important component that we have, and all of our research, it's based on educational research. That's the best approach to serve children through the years.
You brought a book with you, a book we talked with Tina Sable about from the Medina County District Library earlier this week, a special book, and tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we want children to be reading over the summer. Learning is lifelong, and I wouldn't be a good educator if I didn't expect everybody to do a little bit of homework. So this was my own homework that I had for myself to read the book Wonder. We're going to be asking all of our sixth graders for Medina City Schools to be reading this book. Our Medina City School Foundation has provided this book at no cost for each of our sixth graders. I think it's close to 600 copies that they have provided. And it's the story of a child who first comes to school as a fifth grader and trying to make friends. And this child has a facial deformity that's a bit scary when his peers look at him. And it's that first impression, those preconceived notions that we make about people, judgments that we shouldn't really make until we have a chance to really get to know them. And it's a great story about those, not only his own feelings, but the feelings of all of those around him, parents, siblings, friends. Can we not accept people for what they are? And we are a little bit different. And that's what peer pressure that comes into play oftentimes distorts somebody's perspective and feelings about life. And that's the homework, is that we want people to accept each other for what they are. I've always felt you can't have too many friends. So, and I never liked the fact of having a best friend, because as soon as I say, you're my best friend, Bruce feels bad because he's not my best friend. We just want as many friends as possible, and that's what this book is all about. So it's a good read. It's a great homework assignment, and it's not only just for kids, it's also for parents. So we'd love everybody in the county to get a copy, read it, and reflect on how we can make everyone feel a part of this special community that we live in, Medina.
And that book is called Wonder, and I know that the Medina Library is also pushing behind it, trying to get other maybe book clubs, people who read in a group maybe to read it, so that the whole community can be talking about it, or at least reference it and know what it's about and kind of deal with issues that are in the book.
And I do want to put a plug in for the United Way of Medina County. They have also initiated this countywide for all of the county schools. So when Medina children meet up with Brunswick children at a football game, not only will they talk about the competition between the two teams, but they might get around to common reading material that they have both read.
Okay. Well, I suppose I should say go Bees as we close out our interview here this morning.
Well, actually, I'd like to say Buzz. I'm proud to be a Medina Bee.
Sounds good. Thanks very much. Our guest today, David Knight, Medina Schools Superintendent. Please, thanks for stopping in this morning. Appreciate your time.
And thank you for having me.